how do you feel about Christmas songs like this? Or maybe like this. So here it is, Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun. We're asking because cheesy Christmas songs like those have been banned by a shop in York to stop staff going, in their words, stir crazy. The York Gin Shop has decided to axe Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas and Slade, as you've heard there, for the sake of staff morale. What do you think at home? 030 30 80 55 55. Are these songs part of Christmas, that experience, if you're going out shopping or going out for a drink, restaurants, cafes? Or do you get so tired of hearing them that by Christmas and by the time it arrives you can't stand them? On the line we have the etiquette expert William Hansen. Good morning, William.
Hello, Vinny.
And the commentator and journalist Andrea McVeigh. Hello again, Andrea.
Hello again
from one thing into another. William, what do you reckon? I guess there's staff in one element for this and also customers that experience this. Is it all just too much?
It is a bit too much, and Christmas, I mean, I know we say it every year, but it really does get earlier and earlier, and soon, I'm sure, in 5 years' time, we just won't even bother taking down Christmas decorations in shops, and the Christmas department will always remain open throughout the year. And I think that's diluting Christmas. I love Christmas very much. It's one of my favourite times of year, but it does not need to start as early as it does.
Is it a bit a bah humbug, Andrea McVeigh, or does William have a point there?
No, I don't think he has a point at all. I absolutely love Christmas, not necessarily for the whole Santa. And, you know, I'm a bit old for believing in Santa and expecting toys under the tree and stuff like that.
Well, obviously, Andrea, you're too old for Santa to come to you, so it's important to remember that, regardless of the time or day.
Well, he's not going to. Also, I haven't been a very good girl this year, so he knows that, and he's not going to bring me presents anyway. But I love the lights. I think winter is so miserable. I mean, it's starting to get dark at like 3:30, 4 p.m. now. It's so miserable. I absolutely love seeing lights on trees. I love seeing lights in shops in London and in all the big cities to put their lights up. I think that's fantastic. And I like going into shops sometimes if I'm on my own, just really for the lights and the music.
Oh, no, you don't. You go into shops just to listen to the music they have pumped in there. I love Christmas and I think that's nonsense.
Love it. I absolutely love in a shop when a Christmas song comes.
Even if you're hearing all these songs infinite times over, because there seem to only be 20 Christmas songs that get played.
Yes, because I'm only hearing it for 2 months of the year. I'm not hearing it in July or.
But you're not hearing it for 2 months of the year. It starts at the end of September, start of October now.
It doesn't. It usually starts start of November, maybe mid-November, and I honestly haven't heard any Christmas music in a shop so far. So even if I'm hearing it for 2 months of the year maximum, I think that's absolutely wonderful. It absolutely cheers me up. And Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade isn't just one of my favourite Christmas songs, it's one of my favourite songs, full stop. So yes, it does.
Oh, it's such a dirge.
And I think that's true of a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people, especially like a lot of lonely people, a lot of people on their own, and it really does cheer them up. It brings some joy into their life.
I guess there's a point there.
And to see light.
A point to an extent there, Andrew McVeigh, but also for some people, Christmas is not a very happy time. It can remind them of a lot of painful memories or the fact that they don't have people to share it with. And I guess then, William Hansen, every time you go into a shop, you get that slight reminder of that. You can't escape it.
Yes, and it's this sort of unwritten agreement that we all have that, oh, it's Christmas, so everything must be perfect and everyone must be happy and must want to listen to all of this. And it is relentless. And I think everything in moderation. I don't mind the Christmas song sort of a week or two, perhaps, leading up to it. The lights, yes, okay, the lights are quite pretty, but you don't necessarily need to have your entire house decked out in lights. Everything in moderation.
Oh, moderation
is more.
Like, I have to be honest, because I was talking about this on Twitter the last week or two, and I will have my tree up in about a week and a half, so I'll start.
What?
I've taken the last week in November off. They've not okayed my leave, but I'm just going to take it off anyway. And I put up my Christmas tree. I'll spend a few days doing it. It does bring me a lot of joy.
How big is your tree? How many days do you need?
Well, it just takes me a while, because once you get into the mulled wine and you start putting the tree up, it generally seems like a better idea than it actually is, and it ends in rows, and you know, things are broken and difficulties, all that kind of stuff. But you know, it does bring that element of cheer. Let's bring in Keith on this. Keith in Fermanagh, good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny. Morning, everybody. Vinny, no, I had the unfortunate experience to work in a shop in County Monaghan several years ago, and about 7 weeks before Christmas time, the songs that you were playing there was playing from 9 o'clock in the morning till I left at 4 o'clock, half four in the evening time. And by the time I got home, by the end of the week, I was humming it. I was walking about the house humming. I was whistling it. And the wife was saying to me, why are you constantly humming and whistling Christmas tunes? It's mentally not good for you. It gets in on you. You're actually trying to get your eyes closed at night to get a bit of sleep, and all you can hear is the constant tunes that was played in the shop all day.
And does it upset you? Frustrate you?
It was very frustrating because you just couldn't get it out of your head, because the next day you were going into work, the minute you walked in the door, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a whole lot. And yeah, shoppers was walking about, you'd hear the odd wee doll, you know, humming away to it. And I was thinking to myself, love, you, how would you like it if you were listening to this from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock, 5 days a week?
Yeah, and I guess that's the difference. If you're walking from shop to shop, Andrew McVeigh, you know, you're maybe only getting bits and pieces. You're enjoying yourself. You're not at work where you're forced to listen to the same maybe album on a loop. And then when you think of that, I guess it's easy to understand why some people might want to ban them in a shop.
Well, I totally understand it from the point of view of people who work in shops, but this is commerce, and this is when shops make most of their profits. So obviously they're going to do everything they can to put people in a good mood and to get them to spend more money. And to be honest, I mean, I go into shops prepared to spend money anyway. They don't really have to force it out of me. I'm like, here's my money. What can I buy? I love shopping. But, you know, it is. They make most of their money. They're going to do. They have the bright lights, have the music, make people feel happy. Lots of lovely Christmas displays. That's why shops go all out and do their Christmas windows.
So it's all about money, Andrew McVeigh. Money, money, money. And the real reason for Christmas is lost
there,
for everyone.
Coming from Andrea. No. Yes, it makes Andrea feel happy, and people
understand.
Feel happy, but you're not being very empathetic with actually, probably I would say, most of the population who think it's all a bit much.
No, well, now you're generalising there.
I can understand capitalism. I understand how it works, and I understand for the shop owners and the retail chains, that's when they make most of their money. But for me personally, I honestly do think most people like it. Apart from people who work in shops, can't please everybody. But certainly it's a part of Christmas as much as eating too many turkey and sprouts and then sitting down and watching The Sound of Music. It's all part of it.
We're going to have to leave it there. Andrea McVeigh, thank you very much. And William Hansen, thank you.